السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue our discussion on what happens after death. So we discussed two ahadith primarily in our last discussion. The one is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talks about the believers and the pious wanting to meet Allah and Allah wanting to meet them, and the unbelievers hating to meet Allah and Allah hating to meet them. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, don't we all hate death? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is not what it means. At the time of death, the believers and the pious, they can see the rewards. At that moment, they want it to be very quick because they want to meet Allah and enjoy the rewards. On the opposite side, the unbelievers, they can see the punishment. They hate the approach of death now and Allah hates to meet them. We also mentioned that when you can see the reward and the punishment, at that time now your tawbah is no longer accepted. Your iman is no longer accepted. And it's at that time that shaitan will make his most effort. Because if he can get you, Allah protect us, to slip up then he's got you, because then it's eternal damnation. And that's why we make dua. Allahumma laqina hujjat al-imani inda al-mamat. That, oh Allah, grant us the ability to say that which will solidify our iman at the time of death. Then the other hadith we discuss is where in a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, lengthy hadith, that he does not dislike to do something as much as he dislikes to take the soul of a pious servant, but he does it because he's already decreed that everyone has to taste death, because he knows there's a natural dislike for death amongst all humans and he doesn't want to put his servant through that, but it's a process through which everyone needs to go. There are agonies of death in the filmoti lasakarat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also felt them. Different people will feel it to different extents for different reasons. It's not necessarily a punishment. At times it could be cleansing before they leave this world. At times it could be to grant them greater reward and darajat. Now, taking the discussion further from there, barzakh now and the grave becomes the first step to the year after. It is mentioned by Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu's servant Hani that whenever Uthman radiallahu anhu stood over a grave, he would cry until his beard would be soaked with tears. So someone once asked him that you remember Jannah, you remember Jahannam, but you don't cry as much as when you remember the grave. And he then replied and said that I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, this narration is in Tirmidhi, the grave is the first of the year after's domiciles. If one passes through it safely, what follows will be easier. And if one does not pass through it safely, what follows will be more horrible. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have never seen a dreadful view, but the grave is even more dreadful. Now, going further from here, there are a number of things that take place immediately after, you know, towards the end of death and immediately after death, right? Remember, I said death is when the soul is now fully separated from the body. It happens in stages. The feet first go cold, because the scholars say the soul is removed from the feet upwards and eventually it comes out from your mouth. And then it goes skywards. So at the time when death is now taking place, angels descend from the heavens to witness the death. If the person is a believer and pious, these are angels of mercy. And their faces are white and bright like the sun. If the person is an unbeliever or impious, then they are angels of punishment. They have strong, hulking, dark faces. Then what do they bring? For the believers and pious, these angels bring a piece of white silk and embalmment from Jannah. If it's unbelievers and impious, they bring coarse fabrics from Jahannam. Where do they sit? They sit at the limit of his eyesight, you know, the highest point when he can see upwards. Then the angel of death himself arrives, right? Or those who are given the responsibility of removing the soul. And the angel of death will sit by the head. What will the angels now who are there to witness? You've got the angel of death is separate and you've got the angels who are witnessing. What will they say? The angels that are witnessing will say, depart from the body to Allah's granted happiness for a believer and the pious. For the unbeliever and impious, depart from the body to Allah's wrath. Then the angel of death will command the soul to leave the body. If it's a believer or pious, he'll say, depart, O good and peaceful soul that inhabited a good body. And if it's an unbeliever or impious, he'll say, depart, O malicious soul that inhabited a malicious body. This is then until the death and the soul is removed. The angel of death will then give tidings as well. Depart to Allah's forgiveness and pleasure. Depart in a praised state and receive glad tidings of happiness, sweet aromas, and a Lord who is not angry. This is for the believers and pious. For the unbelievers, depart to Allah's wrath and anger. Depart in a condemned state and receive evil tidings of boiling fluids, dirty wounds, discharges, and other types of suffering. And the angel will continue to say this until the soul totally leaves the body. We leave it there for today and then continue the discussion, inshallah, tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.